I don't know what the population of it is, but it's not as large as Daytona, but it's a county seat, and it's pretty large.
Yeah.
Most of this, when you were growing up, did, say, on Saturday or so, if you wanted to go shopping, where would you go?
Well, most of the time we go to Fort Orange, go to the Closter. I go in, just a little old store that handled everything back then. We always carried eggs and chickens and things like that in there and sold them, you know, and there used to be a store there where you could go there and you could buy anything from horse feed and cow feed and clothes.
Well,
it's just a general store.
The city then that people would go to would be Port Orange.
Port Orange and Daytona. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, see, Port Orange is almost straight east of here, and it's the closest. It's about 6 miles to Port Orange, and it's about 12 miles to New Smyrna, and about 12 miles to Daytona.
Mm-hmm. What was Daytona like?
I can remember I used to raise a lot of sweet potatoes. Me and my dad used to raise a lot of sweet potatoes and sell them, and I can remember when there wasn't, I believe there was 13 stores in Daytona.
Really?
Yeah. Beachside and all.
What was the beach like?
Well, the beach was about like it is, but there was very few people. I mean, most of the people was there was like Rockefeller and Procter and Gamble and people like that, you know. They'd come down and build them summer, winter resort homes, and they was living over there. But at one time, I don't believe there was three stores back when I can remember when there wasn't but three stores there. One in Ormond and two in Daytona on the beach side. When you got south about two blocks south of Main Street, then houses were just once in a while, and then after you got down there a little ways, where there wasn't no more then, you got down to Wilbur by the Sea.
What was Wilbur by the Sea down?
Well, south of Port Orange Bridge.
Was it a very big area
then? No, there's about a dozen people that lived down there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them was people that run the lighthouse, and you know, and some of them that run some of those fishing boats out there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one old man down there that was in the bee business, that's about all he done. I don't think he messed with the lighthouse or nothing else. He just was strictly in the bee business.
When did Daytona Beach start building up?
Well, it built a whole lot during the boom back in 26, somewhere along there. And then after the depression, when the depression came on, it slowed up. But it's never been it built, I believe, better than any other place I've been around. Even during the Depression, it hit the outskirts of it pretty bad, but not right in town.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of these places outside, these subdivisions outside on the outer edge of Daytona that went down, but it's right in town. Most of what stuff was right in town and kept going.
Are most of the motels and all that are there now, were they there 10 years ago?
Oh, no. 10 years ago, yeah. Yeah, a lot of
20
years ago, there's very few of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Isena in Ormond. Well, I used to deliver eggs. I used to haul eggs back in, I guess that was in 30. I hauled eggs from West Florida over around Trenton, over here and sold them to Princess Icing and to Daytona Plaza and three or four more of them. There wasn't about three on the, three or four on the side.
I hauled eggs.
Was all the way there.